With us tonight. Amen. Let's stand if we would. Amen. Good to be in church tonight, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to have these two little babies with us tonight? Amen. Kensington and Tyler. Man, glad to have them tonight. And, oh yeah, and Sister Kelly and Sister Heather, we're glad to have you guys back too. We really missed you. We really missed you guys. Really good to have Tyler in Kensington. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember Sister Erica in prayer tonight. The Lord to help her. Also, slipped my mind here. Sister Campbell. Sister Campbell, remember Sister Campbell in prayer. Anybody else tonight? Brother Rob? Oh, no. Bless her heart. Amen. Yeah. Okay. Be praying for Sister Adair. Amen. I hope Josh didn't kick that. If Josh would have kicked it, she would have really been mad at him, wouldn't it? Yeah. Pray for Sister Adair. Sister Alicia. All right. Let's remember that. Sister Dawn, okay. Amen. Anyone else? Yes, Sister Carolyn. All right, let's remember Sister Carolyn tonight. Brother Dave, all right. Pray for those that's traveling. Many of them be traveling back tomorrow and probably a very busy travel day. So let's pray for them that's traveling. Anyone else? All right. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you, God, for your blessings to us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for your help, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I pray that you'd touch Erica today, Lord. God, that you would touch her body, that you'd give her healing, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, give her healing today, Jesus. Touch Sister Campbell, Lord God. Minister to her tonight. Lord, that you'd give her strength. God, that you'd heal her body, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that you would give her a touch from heaven tonight, Lord. God, I ask you, Jesus, God, that you would move, oh Lord God. Move for Sister Adair. Touch her, Lord Jesus. God, give her healing, Lord Jesus. God, Sister Alicia's friend tonight, Lord. God, would you intervene for this child, Lord? Would you touch him now in Jesus' name? God, touch Sister Carolyn, Lord. God, she needs a touch in her body tonight. Lord, she needs a special touch from you, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, God, that you would move for her. God, I pray, let her feel the touch of God now. God, so that she can enjoy this service tonight, oh Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch Sister Dawn. God, that you'll move for her, Lord God, and give her a touch tonight. Lord, move for Brother Dave, Lord God. You know our needs, oh God. You know even the unspoken request. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would move for them now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, God, that you would help us in this service tonight. That the Holy Spirit would move among us, oh God, and that your will would be done in our life, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I praise you, God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to move on us, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Refresh us tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His and grace. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange. Light of His glory and grace. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you like. Amen. Brother Jackson, come and help us tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Page 541 in the green book. Hallelujah. Obviously, my mind over the past few days has been on heaven with the passing of Sister Gardner. And yesterday's service was quite unique. It was a little different, but, you know, we had an actual song service and everything. And I just felt the presence of the Lord so strong in that service. And you know, that's the way she would have wanted it. She would have wanted us going out celebrating and rejoicing just like she did. And I'm just can't wait to get home myself, because I know that we've all lost loved ones that are close to us. And if they were ready, if their heart was right with God, one day we'll get to see them again. And I can't wait for that reunion, that big homecoming in the sky. Let's sing "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder."
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Yeah. blood-washed throne, I will shout and sing, just over in the glory land. Let the manna's who Christ the Lord and King, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there will be all the mighty angels.
Won't it be wonderful there? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
With the Savior we enter the glory land. Won't it be wonderful there? And in the troubles and cares of this story land.
Tuesday evening, we're going to be working out the camp. We'd like for as many of you that can to come out and help us at the campground Tuesday evening. We're going to start at around 4:30, and we'll work up till dark. But if you can, help us out. And things are coming together, but we could use your help. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Friday night is reception for Josh and Kayla. If you remember that, that's it. 7 o'clock. Okay, 7 o'clock Friday evening. Wednesday night's church. All right, all weekend, have church. Praise the Lord. You know, 2 weeks from tomorrow is youth camp. Are you ready? Amen, I'm not. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Let's have the brothers come and help with the offering tonight. Praise God. Sister Ruth, you think you could pull a song together from the kids' choir and have Adrian lead them? Think we could do that? I don't know if she knows any of their songs or not, but amen. Praise God. Brother Greathouse, ask the Lord's blessing on the offering. Kensington up here, and we'll have Tyler up here, and then we'll have, wouldn't it just be great to see this whole platform filled with a kids choir? Come on, folks. Amen. Come on, young marrieds. Amen. Support me in this. Say amen. You don't have to say amen, Sister Ruth. We'll let them say amen. Amen.
Holy Ghost, and heal me to the other world.
Hallelujah. He's worthy tonight of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why don't we sing that chorus together? Amen. Why don't we give Him praise? Let's give Him glory tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory, all the honor, all of the praise. It makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. It makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Alone is worthy, for He alone is worthy, for He alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Oh, He alone is worthy, for He alone is worthy, for He alone is worthy. Jesus, let's worship Him tonight. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I want Sister Alicia to come and sing for us tonight. And Brother Rob, why don't you testify while you're coming? Whatever you... Amen. I want you to testify tonight. All right. He's coming real fast. He mentioned nursing home last Sunday, and Sister Ruth went in to visit Sister Keaton on Wednesday, and she told Sister Ruth, she said that the nursing home service on Sunday was one of the best she'd ever been in, said it really ministered to her, And she said what Sister Belt had to say, what Brother Rob had to say in the nursing home service were just wonderful. And I mean, she just went on and on, and she was very thankful. So you know what? Going to that nursing home service is worth the effort, amen, to put forth to go to that nursing home service, because it does touch them. Slim pickings to that. That's what we got.
It's all about being saved by grace. that I'm unable. I'm too young or I'm too old. I can't sing or teach. No titles do I hold. Can I do? I would want to do my part, and I want to stop the hurting with all of my heart. But I can pray till the walls come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do. I can pray in my secret place. Shows no interest. My child has gone so far. I've tried my best to reach them, but their hearts just seem so hard. What can I do? My family's lost and dying, and my word's not getting through. I can pray. I'm too young or I'm too old. I can't sing or teach. No titles do I hold. What can I do? I want to do my part, and I want to help the hurting with all of my heart. But I can pray till the world come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do. I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. That's something I can do. I can pray.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord we can pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Duff Brothers are singing that song, I Can Pray. They're singing that song, wrote by Brother Brent Marquis's brother. You probably remember Paul Marquis. He used to evangelize, come by. I remember when I was a young person, he came by here at Beth Chapel. And he had come charging off the platform and go about five rows deep over the tops of the pews. Remember that? Second night of revival, all the older ladies had moved way back into the middle because he had just come charging over top of those pews. Amen. His son wrote that song. Amen. It's a wonderful song.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Book of Acts tonight. Did you ever have one of those days that was just what you would call a bad day? A bad day? Did you ever have one of those times where everything that you did thinking you were doing good, everybody took it for bad?
Right.
You ever have one of those days? Did you ever have one of those days where it seemed like all your earthly possessions were getting torn away from you and you were losing everything? Did you ever feel like you was abused and mistreated? Ever feel that way? Did you ever have a day where everybody lied on you? Come on, that's a bad day. Did you ever have a horrible day where you felt like you was in the pit of despair and the dungeon of gloom? Did you ever feel like you had one of those days? Did you ever feel like that you were bound and oppressed by all the troubles of your life? Did you ever feel that way? Did you ever feel like that you were just in the darkest, longest day of your life? It's one of those. You know, why is it the bad days seem to be the longest day? The never-ending day, that's a bad day. You know you've had a good day when it just zooms by. Man, it's already time to go to bed. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. Man. That's a bad day. Well, you know, I want to talk to you about somebody in the Bible that had what we call a bad day. A bad day. I mean, they went around doing good and they did a good deed and it was taken for bad. And taken as evil. They had their garments torn from them. Man, I mean, just ripped their clothes right off their back. They were beaten and abused and mistreated. They were lied on. They were cast into the pit, into the dungeon. They were bound, and they lived in darkness on a long, long, long day. That's a rough day, let me tell you. But it's how they responded to a long day. I'm going to talk to you tonight about responsibility. You know, everybody has responsibility. You have got responsibility. Now, I know as many times, you know, have you ever been around somebody that just did not take care of their responsibilities? Man, it's rough. Well, that's what we're talking about, is your responsibility. It is your responsibility. Okay? Book of Acts, chapter 16. We might as well just read a little bit of this story to you tonight. Verse 16, chapter 16, verse 16. I brought my glasses up here. I think I'll use them. Somehow, I can't read it. Ah, yes, there is words. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Amen. Do you know, situations depend on our response. Situations in life, it matters, it makes a difference how you respond to situations in life. Have you ever been faced with something and all of a sudden your initial response maybe was not taken right, or maybe it fueled the fire, maybe it caused matters to be worse, your response? How you respond affects a situation. If you respond in the wrong way, it can have adverse circumstances, or adverse effects upon every circumstance. If you respond in a right way, it can have positive ramifications for a situation when you respond in the right way. Right? Men, when your wife says, "How do I look?" Response. Your response means a lot. Be careful how you respond. Right? Be careful how you respond. Weigh it out a little bit. Don't say the first thing that comes to your mind. Weigh it out a little bit. Think about it, man. Right? Because your response could carry, amen, some very, very dire circumstances if you're not careful. Right? Sometimes when your children ask you for something, your initial response is very important. How you respond. Sometimes it's better to say, for us to think about it for a moment before we respond to what we're going to say to the situation. In everything in life, it is important how we respond. I'm talking to you about responsibility. You see, God created every one of us with an ability to respond. You know that? He created us with the ability to respond. And we respond to different things. We respond in different ways to different things. That's how God has created us. But sometimes we need to be careful how we respond to the situations of our life. Because how we respond could affect the outcome of some of the circumstances that we're in right now. When we go through life and we're faced with trouble and we're faced with heartache and we're faced with trials, how we respond can have a great effect on the outcome and how you end up in the end of the trial, your response. Sometimes I've responded in the wrong way at times. And I've regretted for the way that I've responded. But sometimes it's hard to take back your response. You know that? It's hard to take it back. Maybe the word has been said. The action has already been done. Maybe whatever took place. But now it's already done. And now you have to suffer through the consequences. How we respond. I think when we look at this situation, you see Paul and Silas, they were having a very bad day. They were having a very bad day. Here they were going around doing good. They was having revival. And everything seemed to be going well. People were being saved. And people were being touched. And lives were being changed. Here was this damsel that was following behind them, who had the reputation of being a soothsayer, who had the reputation of being a tool of the enemy. And she followed them. And what she said was true. That these were men of God and they'd come to show us the way of salvation. What she was saying was right. But let me tell you, you know, when you're going to be endorsed by somebody, you don't want to be endorsed by somebody that's adverse to your cause, right? If you're Weight Watchers, amen, you're not going to find the 600-pound man and have him advertise Weight Watchers unless he's lost about 450 of it. Okay? You don't do that. That's against your cause. How? And so you don't do it. Well, this is the problem. Here she is. She's advertising or promoting them and sponsoring them and putting her seal of approval upon their life. And that's the last person they wanted to approve of them. And Paul was much grieved in his spirit, turned around and rebuked the devil, and the devil was cast out. Now, to me, that is a good thing. Amen. If that happened around here, we'd all rejoice and we'd lift our hands and we'd give the Lord praise. You're doing a good thing, but when the good thing that you have done is used against you to turn, amen, against you, and have you ever found that your good is evil spoken of? Have you ever found that when you've tried to do that which is good, and when you've tried to do something that is pleasing, and you try to serve the Lord, and you try to do something that's good for the kingdom of God and for the cause of God, that you suffer reproach and that you suffer persecution and that the enemy comes against you because you're trying to do something that is good? That is good. You say, why, Lord? Why? Why are you doing this to me? Here I'm trying to do something that is good. Here I'm trying to do something that's positive for the kingdom of God. And now the more I do for you, the more I suffer persecution. Seems like the more I work for God, the more adversity I have. The more that I pray, the more problems that I have to pray about. The more that I try to be faithful to God, amen, the more of the problems that come upon my life. Amen. Remember, amen, how we respond determines the outcome. Yes, hallelujah. Paul, they went and they had the people begin to take them and pulled them aside, pulled them before their magistrates, and there they begin to lie about them. They begin to lie about what they were doing, about what their purpose was. Their good was being evil spoken of, and they were being lied about. If you ever, you know, something, it hurts to be lied on. It hurts to be lied on. Man, you don't want anybody to tell a lie about you. If there's anything that'll stir you up, it's when somebody tells a lie about you personally. When you know it's not the truth, and when you know what the truth is, and they are telling a lie, and they are slandering your name, that is very hurtful. And it makes you very angry in your heart when somebody has intentionally lied about you. But let's face it, when you're serving the Lord, amen, the enemy is going to try to disturb you, make you angry and discourage you. You will be lied about. You will be slandered. Amen. The enemy will work hard to make sure, amen, that you will be lied on. Not only that, when they came before the magistrates ripped their garments from them, tore their garments from off of their back, took what was rightfully theirs, stole what was rightfully theirs, and then they began to abuse them and mistreat them. They begin to give them many stripes. Trust me, there's times you'll be mistreated for the cause of God. You'll be mistreated. There's times when you say, this is not fair. This is not fair. Why should I be mistreated? Amen. I'm trying to serve the Lord. Why do I always get mistreated? Why am I always the one that's done wrong? If you've ever been done wrong, you know the feeling and the hurt when you feel that you've been mistreated and done wrong. The disciples, these apostles, these preachers of the gospel, they were being mistreated and they were being abused. They were being abused. And let me tell you, this was hurtful to them just as it's hurtful to us when we have been mistreated. How you respond to mistreatment. How you respond determines the outcome. How you respond to mistreatment determines the outcome. They were cast into the pit. They were cast into a dungeon. They were put into the inner prison. Think about this when I say a dungeon, because this inner prison was a place that was in the center, was down under the earth, was probably more like a cave or a dungeon. There was probably not any light that was in this inner prison, except maybe the light of a torch hanging on a wall. They were in darkness and they were in isolation. They were placed in isolation. They were all alone. They were in a dungeon. They were in a pit of despair. It seems like sometimes we can get awfully discouraged and awfully depressed, can't we, when we're trying to do something for God. You will battle depression and you will battle discouragement anytime you're trying to do something for the Lord. And when you're serving God, you can count on the fact there will be times when you will feel like you are all alone. That nobody cares for you, that there's nobody to support you, that there's nobody there to help you. How you respond to depression determines the outcome. How you face it determines the outcome. Amen. They were bound. The Bible says they was put in stocks. They were bound. They were chained up and put into stocks. Their feet and their hands were probably chained to the wall. Their feet put in stocks. And let me tell you, they were probably uncomfortable. But it seems like sometimes we become bound as well. We end up bound by our troubles, bound by our worries, bound by our fears, bound by the concerns of our life. And it seems like they become heavy chains that hold us back. And it happens when we're trying to do a work for God, when we try to please the Lord. You say, this isn't fair. This isn't fair. All I was trying to do was try to do something right, try to do something good for God. And now here I am. I'm bound by the cares and by the worries and by the strains that I feel in my life. Right now I am so bound. Your response determines your outcome. They were in darkness. It was late. It was at midnight. It was at midnight. Now, I don't think this happens to be just at the 12 o'clock hour. But I think what we can find is it was in the middle of the night. It was in the middle of the night. It was way up into the night. But you know, they had a long day. They'd started out preaching. And preaching, everything was going good. And then suddenly everything started going downhill. Everything started going bad and bad fast. Everything that could go wrong, went wrong. Do you ever have one of those days? Do you ever have one of those days? Have you ever laid on your bed at night and you look back over the day and say, Lord, this was a horrible day. If there was a day I could scratch off the calendar, it would be this day. Everything that could go wrong has went wrong. The day just seemed to be so long and so late and such a long day. How you respond to the bad days of your life is going to determine the outcome. We're all going to be faced with our hardships. We're all going to be faced with the burdens. We're all going to face the bad day. You're going to have a day when it seems like, amen, your world is caving in on you. You're going to have a day when you feel like all of your good is crumbling around you. You're going to have days when you feel alone and isolated and all by yourself. You're going to have days when you feel bound and strained by all the troubles of your life and you feel alone. Amen. Let me tell you, how you respond is going to determine the outcome. Most people, when they have a bad day, they get angry with God. They lash out at God. They say, why, Lord? Why me? I don't deserve this. This isn't fair, God. Why are you doing this to me? I don't deserve this. I've been trying to do that which is right. Is that how we respond sometimes? When we've had the bad day and we go to prayer, and then do we blame God for it? Why, Lord, are you doing this to me? Where are you, God? Why have you left me? Why have you let all these bad things happen to me? Yeah. That's our response. Lord. Have you had a bad day and then go to church? And you get to church? Yeah. I ain't going to praise the Lord. I ain't standing up. I don't feel like standing up. Shouldn't even be here. I ought to be at home. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Man, I don't even know why I came. I ought to be home. I ought to be home trying to work out my problems. I ought to be able to try. You could try to go through all of your reasons why, but sometimes we come to the house of God and we're responding in all the wrong ways. And we respond in all the wrong ways. I know you're going to have a bad day, but it matters how you respond. It matters how you respond because you have the ability to respond. It's your response ability. It's your response ability. Do you know you choose how you are going to respond? You choose how you're going to respond. Say, no, I don't. All the problems, that's what caused me to act like this. No. You chose to respond in the way that you responded. You choose to respond in the way that you want because you have the ability to respond. God created us with that ability to respond. Because God wants us to respond to Him. When God deals with our heart, He wants us to have the ability to respond to Him. When we feel the love of God, God wants us to have the ability to respond to His love. When we feel that, when we feel God working in our life, God wants us to have the ability to respond and to worship. When we feel gratitude in our life, God wants us to have the ability to respond to God. That is our responsibility. Amen. To respond to God. God created you with that ability. And you choose how you're going to respond. Paul and Silas would have had... Here's how we would have responded. Can you believe it, Paul? Can you believe? Look where we're at. I am so mad. So help me, if I could get my hands on that girl, I think I would strangle her. The liar. Those liars. Look what they did to my best shirt. Look what they did. Look, they ripped it. Paul would be saying, oh, my back hurts so bad. Oh, my back is killing me. Look what they did to me. Look what they did to me. Silas, look what they did to my wonderful back. Oh, we'd point out all of the reasons. You know, they could have responded that way. They could have responded that way. I mean, they had a lot of things go wrong. Paul, this is the worst day of my life. They could have responded that way, but they chose to respond differently. They chose their responsible. Amen. They were responsible. And they responded, and they were able to respond in a different way. They chose to respond differently. Amen. How did they begin to respond? At midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises. Sang praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That was their response. That's their response. Look at it now. Amen. I know we tell this story. We talk about Paul and Silas singing praises. But let me tell you, they were singing praises at the end of a bad day. They were responding in praise to a bad day. They weren't singing praises because everything was going good. They weren't singing praises because they'd got a bonus. They weren't singing praises because they were experiencing revival. I mean, they were praising God after a bad day. They chose to respond in a way that would give God the glory. Hallelujah. I believe our response determines the outcome. I believe our response determines our outcome. How you respond to your bad day is going to determine how an outcome can be. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you have Pentecost? Yes, you can have Pentecost. But you know what? Many of us don't want to pray for 10 days. But chances are, if you take 10 days to pray, you might would have a Pentecost. There's a good chance you'd have a Pentecost 10 days praying, right? I'm trying to make a point there. Amen. They prayed for 10 days. They had Pentecost. Maybe, you know what? Our response, amen, can determine the outcome. Maybe sometimes when we would respond a little bit differently, our outcome would be a little bit different. Amen. Maybe the outcome would be a little bit different if we would respond a little bit differently. Instead of crying and moping and complaining and blaming God, amen, why not lift your hands and give God praise and begin to worship God and begin to thank God for His goodness and sing praises unto the Lord. Say, I don't feel like it. That's how you're responding. Amen. But respond differently. Amen. Choose to respond to God in a different way. By responding to God in a different way, amen, maybe the results will be different. Man, you go to bed complaining and blaming God. Guess what? In the morning when you wake up, things continue to seem to go wrong. Seems like the downhill slide continues. Seems like you're in a tailspin. Life's just falling apart. Amen, but you continue to blame God and continue to point your finger at God, shake your fist at God, mope around, complain. Oh me, oh my, have a pity party. Amen, why not turn it around and respond differently? Amen, let me tell you, respond differently. Amen, throw your hands in the air and begin to worship God. Amen, begin to glorify God. Hallelujah. And look what God might do. Your outcome might be a little bit different if you responded differently. Paul and Silas in prison after a bad day. They're complaining. Can you believe God did this to us, Silas? No, Paul, I can't believe it. I can't believe we've had such a horrible day. And I can't believe life is so miserable. I tell you what, I wish I'd never preached today. I wish I would have never got out of bed. You're right, Silas. I wish I'd never got out of bed too. So help me if I get my hands on some of those people that was beating me. I'd like to give them a taste of their own medicine. I really would. And you know what? I don't think God would have shook the jailhouse. I don't think God would have shook the jailhouse. Come on. I don't think there would have been a jailhouse shaking that night if they would have responded in that way. But because they responded with praise and glory, amen, and worshiping God, that's why God came and shook the place, and when shook the jailhouse and opened the door and gave them freedom. Amen, that's why, because how they responded. How you've been responding hasn't been working. So why not try responding a little bit differently? When the jailhouse finally broke open, the Bible tells us that the prisoners that were with them, let me read this to you if I can see the words. Seeing the prison doors open, he drew a sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoner had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in, and some trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Then when you read on down, he took them the same hour that night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his house straightway. Amen. He had an impact. What took place there had an impact upon the people that were in the prison. How they responded affected those that were around them. Not only did it give them freedom, not only did it give them liberty, but it affected those that were around them. Listen to me. Your response, amen, affects those that are around you. How you respond to your adversity affects those that are around you. When your children hear you mope and complain and blame God, it affects them. It affects them. When your spouse hears you always complaining and blaming God about serving the Lord, you know what? They don't want to serve God. Amen. They don't want to do anything for God. Amen. It affects those that are around you. When you come to church and you want to go around telling everybody how bad God has treated you, how you've been mistreated, how you've been done wrong, amen, and you don't want to give God the praise, it affects everybody around you. Amen. But if you would respond differently, if you'd respond differently, it could have a different effect upon those around you. Try. Come home and when your husband goes in, how was your day, honey? Oh, let me tell you about my day. Whoops. Wrong question. I've had the most horrible day.
And besides this, I've got to teach Sunday school class in the morning. Hallelujah. Yeah. Man, how do you think that makes your, don't, when you greet your husband that way, don't he just want to throw up his hand and say, "Oh, thank you, Jesus"? No. He probably wants to say, "Oh, no. Why did I ask? Why didn't I work overtime? Why did I not go fishing? Why did I not go dig a ditch and pull the dirt in over my head? Why did I even do it?" You know, we want to ask these questions because how we respond affects those that are around us. That's right. If you know what? Amen. Why not give God the praise in spite of the trouble, in spite of all of your worries, in spite of all of your cares? And then when the husband comes home and says, "Oh, but God has been good. God's helped me. God's given me strength. I know it's been a bad day. Everything's gone wrong. The washer's broke. Amen. The kids are screaming. Amen. The sink's overflowing. Amen. But God's been good to me. Amen. I'm blessed today and worship God and give God the praise. I think it'll affect everybody a little bit differently." How you respond. Right? How are you going to win anybody to the Lord? When your co-workers hear how bad God has treated you. That's right. They know you're a Christian. And you tell them continually how bad life is. Wouldn't you like to be a Christian? Not if my life's going to be as bad as yours. How you respond affects those that's around you. That's right. Hallelujah. Why don't we respond by giving God the praise and giving God glory? Hallelujah. 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 You ever been by the prison over there in Marion, Illinois, or the one that's up here on Interstate 70? You ever been by those prisons, those big prisons? Do you ever think what would happen if all of a sudden there's a big explosion and a big hole blew up in one of the side walls of that place? Do you think all the prisoners would stand around saying, "Oh, look, there's a hole in the wall. Oh, guard, there's a hole in the wall"? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if there was a hole that was blown in the wall suddenly, you'd find mass exodus. They'd be trampling over everybody to get out the hole, right? They think, "This is my escape. This is how I get out." But when you read this, you find that none of the prisoners escaped. Here God had shaken it and opened it up and blew the place open, and none of them bothered to escape. You know what I think? I think they were looking for the people that they heard praising God, and they heard it echoing through that whole dungeon. People were singing praises unto the Lord, and I think they went in search of those before they even thought of getting away. And then I'll tell you what, they felt like their life was wrecked and ruined. And then they begin to hear the songs of somebody singing in the dungeon and singing in the pit. Amen. And they said, "You know what? Amen. If they can sing in this place, if they can have joy in this place, if they can worship God in this place, I've got to have a little bit of what they've got." Amen. And it makes a difference how you respond. Amen. It's your response ability. It's your response ability. Would you stand with me tonight? Your responsibility. Hallelujah. I cannot tell you that everything's going to be great, because it's probably not. But how you respond to it can have a great determination on how things come out in your life. You ever been around those people that responded to adversity in the right way? I've responded sometimes in the wrong way, and I get so frustrated with myself. Why did I do that? Why did I respond like that? It's just a little problem that God's going to work out anyway. Amen. Learn to give God the praise. Amen. Learn to respond in the right way. And I think God will bless you. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, God, thank you, Lord God. God, for blessing us with the ability to respond. God, the way you created us, Lord God, we can respond in a number of different ways. But God, if we would respond to you, if we would respond to the hardships of life and the cares of life, if we would respond, Lord God, in a way that brings you glory and brings you praise, God, I think, Lord Jesus, the outcome would be so much greater. God, it'll affect those around us if we respond in the right way. I ask you, Lord God, that you would help us. God, after all, it is our responsibility. Lord, I pray that you'd help us now as we come, Lord Jesus. God, that you'd help us to worship and praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Would you come to the altar with us tonight? Amen. I don't know what your cares are and what your problems are right now in your life, what it is that you're upset about and what's bothering you, but why not come to this altar tonight and let's begin to worship Him and let's respond in the way that God would have us to respond tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you, Jesus.